The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told the disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Since the early days of God's call on Abraham, it seems that God's relationship with the nation of Israel was always up and down. It's good this one time and it's not good the next time. It's been very much up and down. And the time of the prophet Jeremiah was no different. Israel had not learned its lesson because time after time, their hearts veered off the course. And they fell into complacency and forgot God's ways and did things their own way. No worries. They were punished for it. And so were the following generations after them. So they faced hardships, some of which are very similar to what we face. They might not have experienced, for example, the devastation of the atomic bomb, but they knew very well, terrible effects of war and living in exile. They also knew worse pandemics than we did, with a much higher rate of deaths. But just like us, they also faced broken relationships, and they had pride, and they had greed, and they had conflict, just like we do. No wonder God is seen comforting these new generations. Because as you understand, in the earlier days, their fathers and their grandfathers, they sinned and they were punished and a lot of people died. But then God was telling Jeremiah that he's going to provide there will be more people in the community. There will be more animals. There will be more people. But that God was very excited about starting a new relationship. I will love them. I will walk with them. I will forgive them. They will be my people and I will be their God and I will love them. That God was very excited about that. God was promising them that they will no longer be liable for the sins of their great-great-grandparents. He told them, "This time you will be liable for your own sins." And the good news is that God was looking for this. I'm going to have a good bond. Good covenantal faith relationship with my people. And now fast forward to Jesus' time. How surprising to find that Jesus was using these comforting words to his disciples to keep the faith and to pray always without ceasing. And later on he told them that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, which is very similar to that message that God had told Jeremiah. So keep the faith and pray always without ceasing. So we are the new Israelites by faith. So we are to be very careful in our walk because, unfortunately, this temptation that they had in those days to veer off the course reaches all generations, including ours. That's why today we are reminded this important lesson here, that we are in this covenantal faith relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Because of his death on the cross and his resurrection, we became his forever through our baptism. And that's very serious, folks. That's very serious. The truth is that there are lots of things in our lives that will try to kick you off the road. We are in this journey of following Jesus Christ. But the stuff that we meet in life, they will try to kick you so that you fall on the off the road, so you don't follow. That's what Christians face. Now, here's the thing. Some of those things may be our fears or our hurts or our disappointments or our guilt, or it may be a bitter experience when you think about it a while back in your life. You name it. There's plenty of those. But for sure, if you have faith, then without fail, it will be tested. Keep the faith and pray always without ceasing. Paul also writes comforting words to Timothy. Remember, Timothy is also part of this new generation of Israelites, and what they are doing is passing on the faith to younger generations. And isn't it interesting that Jesus would even say, will the Son of Man find faith on earth when he comes back? Are we facing that our younger generations perhaps seem not to care about how serious this belief is? Now we understand why Jesus is giving this parable of the widow and the corrupt judge. These obstacles that are vying to kick you out are not few, and they don't go on vacation. They don't rest when you wake up at 3 a.m. and you have a problem, you can't sleep. They are still there and trying to kick you out of the road. Keep the faith and pray always without ceasing. This is how Jesus' words sounded like. If a corrupt judge is able to provide justice to a widow because she had been begging him to death to provide justice, what do you think your Father in heaven, who is good, is going to do? God will grant you your request very quickly. Our faith, perhaps, is more likely to falter and one because of injustice. I've lived it. It's not fun to live injustice. You kind of wait. You feel like 5 minutes is like a year and a half. It's just awful to be in that position. But persist in your faith and prayer. Know that we don't wear God out by our persistence, but rather we wear out the judge within ourselves. And perhaps, think about it, we wear out our impatience within us. You see, sometimes God's answer will be no. And we just have to acknowledge that it's been no. And at that times, God's answer is going to be not yet. It means it's on the way. Your answer, God knows it's coming, but you just have to know that it's not yet. It's not going to come very soon. If you're like me, you like instant gratification, like instant coffee, instant food. My children love those little packets of instant oatmeal that have got different flavors. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like you just miss them quickly and then you get oatmeal. But each time you even if we have this instant coffee, we kind of like, I can't believe this coffee is not quickly. It does come so quickly as much as we want. So we have less and less capacity and will to wait. And God is saying, sometimes his answer is not yet. You just have to wait. It doesn't mean we can expect instant answer from God. It's not a realistic expectation Though it may rarely happen that you ask God something and then all of a sudden it happens, that happens sometimes. But we are to surrender everything to God, even our control. The Bible tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for or the conviction of things unseen. It means that you may not see that it's on the horizon. The answer might not be on the horizon. But yet, guess what? God loves you. God cares about you beyond a possibility for anyone else to love you. So if you know in yourself that God loves you so much, like the other thing that someone told us earlier, that God loves me so much not to send me to the Middle East. That's what he says in the video. But you know, God loves you, so why can't I wait for his answer? He wants what's good for me. Don't box God within your time frame. Talk to God. Write down what you are hoping for if you need to. It will surprise you that sometimes you would go back to what you have written 10 years ago and you're going to be like so surprised. Wow, how interesting that God, you have been in my life in this way. You have answered my prayer. Pray and don't lose heart. Stay the course despite the obstacles and the challenges. Focus on God, the source of all good things. Keep the faith and pray always without ceasing. Amen.